As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri. It's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, June the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, especially today with our returning guest, systems analyst, and independent researcher, Vicki Davis, my good friend. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We're going to be talking about the foreign trade zones again today. You're certainly not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour transmission. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL host, like Become Vocal Local, host at centurytel1l.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. All that contact information can be found at our webpage, becomevocallocal.com. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals stabilize. Equities and crude up. U.S. dollar index weaker. We'll talk about that briefly in our market report. Part two today, Trojan triangles, foreign trade zones, Chinese Communist Party, crisscross, double cross, the mini land bridge affecting foreign direct investment on U.S. soil. All that with our special guest, Vicki Davis. And, of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Pound gold trading up a dime at $1,511.90 a troy ounce. Silver up 20 cents at $35.08 an ounce. Platinum in the spot market off $3 at $1,721. And palladium up $12, the big winner here, at $759 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,506.70 for a low, $1,515 even for a high, a $9 spread in there. But $1,511.90, your gold is up year to year, $269.30 for a 21.68% return on your investment in ARM, that precious noble metal. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they picked paired off about 0.91 metric tons, claiming this morning to hold 1,208.23 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $58.4 billion. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 73 at 12,261. Where's that 6,000 Dow? NASDAQ up 11 at 2741, and the S&P 500 closed up 11 as well yesterday at 1,307. Crude oil this morning up 38 cents at $95.15 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude oil. West Texas Intermediate, as they say, delivered in the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 13 basis points at 74.52, and the boys in London set the price of gold at $1,508 an ounce. We'll be right back with our special guest, your calls, and so much more.
Okay,
unmute that. Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now, for those of you who missed the Tuesday broadcast, you'll definitely want to go back into our archives. You can find the archives all neatly tucked away and indexed for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. OracleBroadcasting.com. Just click on Show Archives, open up BVL, Become Vocal Local, and bingo bango, there you go. But if you go back and open up that Tuesday and listen to that again, we're going to do part two today of a discussion on the foreign trade zone concept that's going viral on the internet, certainly getting a lot of traction out there. But we're going to go into part two of that with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. She's a systems analyst and an independent researcher. She's done a ton of work, some of the principal work on this particular topic, and it's always fun to have her with us on the broadcast. You can also go directly to her website. It's www.channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. Of course, if you're in the chat room this morning at becomevocallocal.com, you can say good morning to Vicki. She's eyes wide open, and boy, does she have them. She's lit up with coffee, and she's ready to go. Good morning, Vicki. Thanks for coming back to BVL.
Good morning. Well, yeah, I've not only had my first pot, I'm fixed my second one. I'm ready.
That's the way we do it here, baby. I'm only hooked on two E's, caffeine and nicotine, baby, and I love them both. Don't take me away from those, please. This austerity program is going to have to come to an end soon. But anyway, well, we covered a lot of ground on Tuesday. I'm glad we did the way we did, you know, covering the backstory, getting the history down, going through the timeline and bringing us up into the moderns. But now, you know, today's a good day for me to kind of take a back seat a little bit more than usual and just let you run with some of the stuff that you've brought in. You've got a very important website going right now. It's still channelingreality.com, where any of the listeners can log on there and click on the Trojan Triangles, foreign trade zone, inland ports, Trojan Triangles, to see some of the material that's out that you've got up there. And then we've got another page that you're still working on right now to add to that. So why don't you just give, first of all, for the benefit of the listeners that are new, that have come in from the Twitters and the tweets, or maybe heard the broadcast on Tuesday, give just a little brief background as how you got started in all this and what your expertise is, and then we'll go right on into the topic.
Well, I was a computer systems analyst programmer. I did that for 20 years. I designed and wrote mainframe computer systems for large corporations and government. So after the year 2000, when I couldn't find any more contracts, the market just seemed to dry up. And a lot of things happened in my life. I ended up with time on my hands and got on the internet and started looking at things, found out about outsourcing, and that really ticked me off. And so I kind of got active in a group that was working on outsourcing, and from there, I just, because my natural instinct is to just keep searching for the source of the problem, I progressed out of outsourcing and into the redesign of our government and everything else from there.
But when you get involved with this research project, let me, looking at this multi-headed hydra, people have come into this research community from every single, you know, every conceivable direction. And for many people that got involved with that IT bubble, everybody that started in on computers is, you know, I started in, my first computer was a TRS-80, Trash 80, and then I went up to an ASD Premium 386, then a 486, and then off into, you know, all kinds of engineering software that would run inside of that. But a lot of people that got involved in that were bit by the imploding, if you will, IT bubble. Everyone was told that, you know, hey, this was the wave of the future, my man. But it was more like a tsunami. It got everybody away from their other vocations, their other occupations and studies. Got them involved in computing, only to lose it to outsourcing and offshoring of all of these high-tech IT jobs. You know, there are still some in America, but for the most part, the ones that, you know, people were attracted to, they're out of here. That's history. So with that, then, as we move into this idea of what is the foreign trade zone, of course, there's nothing, and I've found this out, and you've found this out, but there's nothing really new necessarily about it. It goes back a long ways. Folks can go up, and I dropped a link in the chat room for anyone that wants to look at it. But you can go up to Cornell Law, Cornell University Law School, law.cornell.edu, and you can find it's Title 19, Chapter 1A of the U.S. Code is foreign trade zones. And we can go all the way back and pick up this early 1936 law that created these things and then bring it through the World War and the Second World War and then up into the 1950s when so many of the constitutions were redrafted and then start just bringing it up into the 1980s, come into NAFTA, GATT, and all of that and bring it right forward. So this is something that's been around for a long time. It's part of the international aspect of business in America, but it's starting to take a whole new face today as we look into this situation now where we find the United States economic system on the edge of collapse or collapsing or having already collapsed. We just haven't. Well, maybe the United States economy has dustified. It's not going to hit. Where did the economy go? That'll be the question they'll be asking 100 years from now, just giving a big nod to Judy Wood. But anyway, this is where we're at. This is where we find ourselves. And, And with just a couple of minutes to go before the break, Vicki, why don't you, you know, tell us a little bit about where you want us to go today on the broadcast?
Well, first I'd like to just recap a little bit about what we talked about on Thursday and then carry the thread forward. What was going on in STAR was the creation of a metropolitan regional area. And what a metropolitan regional area is combining the various layers of power across jurisdictions.
Right.
And that idea, the creation of a metropolitan region, is not really new.
No.
It just happened to occur in Idaho at the same time as the transformation, the redesign of government, and the global information infrastructure combined with sustainable development and everything combined with that. So really, if you take a look at STAR and you follow the history through, you have the whole story of what went wrong in America that brought us to this point of collapse, economic collapse, and what I consider to be calamity.
Okay, so a lot of people out there, you know, they're looking at this, you know, scenario, and they're saying, you know, you just can't make this number of mistakes by accident. You can't make this many different bad political decisions and bad economic decisions by accident. It wouldn't make any difference what kind of a Ouija board or a dartboard you're using. So there must be a plan to all of this. And so when we come back from the break, maybe we could pick it up somewhere around the Clinton era and bring it forward till today. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Much, much more to come.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we have returned once again, and Vicki, I'll just hand it back to you and say, take off. Let's go with this. She's there someplace.
Oh, I'm sorry. Throughout the 90s, what we have is a convergence of ideas. We have internationalism. We have Al Gore with his reinvention of government and his radical environmentalism, which dovetails right into the redesign of government, which is basically the corporatization of government. In 1993, Bill Clinton and Al Gore initiated a project to redesign our government in the corporate model. And when you look at the plans for the cities, essentially the cities as metropolitan areas become the hubs or nodes on the network across the United States, the center of activity where you have the convergence of not only people, because that's where your major population centers are, that's where you could gain the most benefit from the efficiencies enabled by technology if cost is not a factor. If you think that, you know, you have all the money in the world, you can redesign your city infrastructure with smart technology throughout.
Okay, so the whole country has been smartified, I guess we'd have to say. We've become a bunch of smarties. We may be outsmarting ourselves, but the idea of smart, you know, is anything that you bring in this techno-totalitarian system, where technocracy, the technology comes to play, comes into fore, makes everything smart, largely because we're all interconnected, interoperable, using the common software system like Windows, running on a high-speed internet. Everybody has computers that are able to handle that, and as a result, everything can work back and forth without the need for foreign exchange, foreign trade. We don't have to move gold or silver around any longer. All of the payments for these various things can happen in nanoseconds. Things can be front run. You can trade the exchanges, so on and so forth. So all of that is the new aspect of it. The old aspect of it is that whether you take a look at these ports of entry, customs zones and ports of entry all around the exterior of the United States, when we had in the Constitution the idea in Article 1, Section 8, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever, to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings, as we found in the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. Now we're talking about having every one of these international airports all across America, and every little town and county wants to have an international airport, they then can create these free trade zones there. Part of this, or most of this originally or ostensibly, was to do end runs around tariffs and duties and customs, and it was also the kernel or the grain of this idea of value-added marketing and manufacturing, where we can bring in parts of let's say, desks from China or from India or from Germany, or parts of windmills from the Netherlands, from the Dutch, from Vestas, stuff coming in from England, let's say. You've got all of the Twinings tea bags, and they're all coming in here in great bulks. They come into a foreign trade zone, and they get repackaged or they get assembled, and they get put into boxes, maybe printed in our prison systems, and then they're put out through the customs into trade in the country as either U.S. products or products manufactured or assembled in America, so on and so forth. So all these parts and pieces work together, but behind the scenes, you're saying that there's a corporatization that happened, the transformation state as business, government, state as government, government as state, and then government as business, and government operating as corporations, and that bleeds over not only into the municipal governments, the city governments, the town governments, and the county governments as well, right?
Right, and that's the significance of a corporate style redesign of government, because when you design systems for corporations, you're designing for maximum efficiency,
right?
For maximum profit,
right?
For the corporation, or at least minimizing overhead, even if you're not working on one of the areas that is a profit center. Every division, every department in a corporation has a function. You're either maximizing profit or minimizing overhead.
And so by the use or the combination of the public-private partnership, now public, of course, folks, this is your governments, all these government corporations, those are public corporations, and then private corporations, a public-private partnership allows or creates the opportunity where we can basically privatize the gains and socialize the losses.
Well, and that's exactly what happened, because when corporations look at efficiency, they, we'll take shipping, for example. All corporations do shipping of their products, the ones that are engaged in manufacturing. So the maximum efficient thing is to have a centralized freight tracking system, you know, where all corporations can share in the tracking, because it's a common function amongst all manufacturers. Well, when you're going cross-border, when you're involving government agencies with the requirements for bill of lading, what are you shipping, where, from whom, all of that stuff, well, in this redesign of government, it is the public who is picking up the cost for the global supply chain transportation system.
Well, let's go into that. Let's go into that a little bit. You've got a link here in the top of your posting for today on the Surface Transportation Policy Project. If you're ready for that, maybe we could go into that area and continue, because, folks, transportation is critical to this whole thing. As I've mentioned on numerous broadcasts in the past, at the turn of the century, as we move further and further into and really perfected the Industrial Revolution, there was no longer a real question. I mean, when we did the report or the discussion of the 1955 symposium from Princeton on man's role in changing the face of the earth, Vicki, we saw that even at that early date, there was no longer a question of production. That was handled. And even Richard Buckminster Fuller, Bucky Fuller, spoke well of that. He says, just, you know, production is no longer the problem. The only real problem that we're up against right now is distribution. So transportation and distribution, it's all there. This is the big issue that we're dealing with here. And that's really what the free trade zones were originally created to address.
Right. Well, and the design of the cities as being the centers of commerce, the corridor system of highways with the intermodal commerce zones, all of this is designed around the transportation system, around the hubs that are the cities where you have the multimodal transportation facilities.
Well, let's hang on to that right there. Bring it back with multimodal transportation facilities, your calls, and much more. Stay tuned.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local. You're certainly welcome to call in. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Visiting again this morning with Vicki Davis. We're talking about the free trade zones, the intermodal, the hubs, and all of this sort of stuff. And Vicki, another map that are display in a discussion we've had in the past are all of these various communication hubs across America. It's like the global skin. There is so much going on that really is operating. It's kind of like a disease. You know, I mean, you can see the symptoms sometimes, and sometimes you have stories about the victims. But the disease is like, you know, it's a cancer just metastasizing within. This IT intermodal, interconnected, interoperable system that we're in today is a huge discussion. Were it possible to make it all work effectively and efficiently, it could be an excellent thing for the economy. Unfortunately, behind this and underneath it is this deleterious, you know, inroad on our not only our constitutional way of life, our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, but also our liberties and freedoms going out the way. And we can see that with the TSA and these road, side interviews and checkpoints and so on and so forth. And this is just the beginning of what could be a much greater rollout over the next 20 years. Am I right on that?
Well, yes. And the problem with it is that they included the idea of radical environmentalism, sustainable development in it. And when they were designing these systems, these big control systems, they included us as part of the assets that they could manage and control and design for. Just as if we are widgets in a factory or, assets of the corporation, that they can tell us what we are to do. I mean, we can no longer be individual, autonomous, adult people in this system because they consider us just factors of production to be managed.
Well, in law, they, will unabashedly claim, humans and other animals. And so, if you want to be a Bobongo chimpanzee or whether you want to be Obama, the president, we're just humans and other animals. And as we've discovered in our study of political science, right out of the college level textbooks, a human being is simply a politically socialized animal. Until an animal becomes politically socialized, he's just a natural brute beast.
Well, I strenuously object to being managed by animals.
Or insane children and adolescents, and that seems to be kind of the story. One of the things that I did discover looking at the law, as we say here on this broadcast, this is a show me showdown, show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. Going up and looking at this law, there's the board that runs the foreign trade zones under, again, the United States Code, Title 19 U.S. Code, Chapter 1A, Foreign Trade Zones, and its subsections. What we discover here reading this is that the board is the Secretary of Commerce and the Secretary of Treasury, and anything that this Pilgrim Society head cheese, little Timmy Geithner, is in charge of scares the dickens out of me.
Well, and it took a lot of financing, with the idea of redesigning our entire infrastructure, retrofitting for smart technology, and the government taking over a lot of the overhead costs for corporations. It took a lot of money, and so the Treasury Department, of course, was involved in that because it takes a lot of financing. Now, one of the things that I did that I haven't really connected up to the Star Story yet, but it is posted on my website, is something called Mission Exposed. And I did that one when I was researching the financing for what was going on in Star. Because everything to do with this redesign of the city's infrastructure, the transportation system, all centered around hubs, required a lot of financing. And so the Clinton administration passed a number of pieces of legislation to finance all of this. And one of those, of course, was the Community Reinvestment Act. So let me see if I can find that.
Okay, and while you're looking for that, back again to, some of the things we discuss when we don't have Vicki with us, which this introduction to business that I've been going through, reading through, this is just a beginning text on collegiate level text on business. And under the Chapter 11, curiously enough, Section 8, curiously enough, international aspects of business, we come into a discussion of foreign trade zones. Folks, this is a 1967 college-level textbook where it goes in and it starts in the 1934 Foreign Trade Zones Act, which was passed by Congress, under which it has been possible for firms in the United States to bring in foreign materials to foreign trade zones where they could be processed for re-export or for sale in this country. And it closes this paragraph by saying, at present, now again, this is 1967, there are five zones, we might call these hubs that Vicky's talking about, in the United States. At New York, New Orleans, San Francisco, Seattle, and Toledo, and Mayagüez in Puerto Rico. Hey, Ricky, I'm home. So, you know, now we've got how many, 250 or more of these that are out there now, these hubs?
Well, yes, and you bring out an important point. What those original cities were, they were port cities.
Yes.
Now, in this redesign of government, what they did around the idea of the intermodal commerce zone, the centralization of function, they defined inland ports.
Correct.
And I did find that in Idaho law, and I read it several times before I realized that what they were talking about is a port. Because you don't think about having a port in the middle of the desert.
Well, think about it like this. It's a port of entry. Now, when we had everybody, you know, Lewis and Clark dragging their boat across America, acting in admiralty and claiming it, discovering the continent, when we had that, we were going from water to water. And that, you know, all up and down the Mississippi River and the Missouri River, all that's under attack today with the flooding. But the idea of going from port to port and the coasting trade and all that was protected by this original act. But in addition to that, when we came on with the Wright brothers and then we went beyond that into aircraft, you know, the Lindberghs were able to, you know, cross the ocean, so on and so forth. When we were able to do that, then they created these inland ports of entry. Any place that airplanes can fly into becomes an inland port of entry. Now, there's another thing that's going on, and that is, and we've mentioned this in before, let's say you start out with goods in China, and it's a United States-owned company or corporation outsourced and offshored to China. They build something in their company. They load it on one of these Maersk lines in these cargo containers, every one of those cargo containers being sealed in China, inspected and sealed in China. Then they're shipped over here to, let's say, Seattle. And when they arrive in the port of Seattle, in Seattle, on Puget Sound, these cargo containers are taken off and set of the ocean-going cargo ship and set on dunnage or wood. They haven't touched down yet. And then they're lifted from there onto the back of a 18-wheeler's flatbed trailer. Then they're hauled to a railhead. They're loaded again, never touched ground. Then they're loaded onto and stacked up on train cars. And they're brought out to Kansas City. And when they get to Kansas City, to the smart port there, the port of entry, then finally they're offloaded. And they may be opened there, but they needn't be opened there. But they can then be loaded back onto another semi and taken to the Walmart store that used to be in Joplin before it was blown away by the tornado. And finally, when it comes up to the dock, the loading dock, the dockyard, right out of the Constitution, then and only then do they break the seal and open the container. So as ostensibly, if not actually, in law, legally, we could say, it has been at sea this entire time, and it doesn't come to dock, it doesn't come to port until it gets to the Walmart. So what this is called is the mini land bridge, and you've written well on that as well. So we've got this mini land bridge that affects the foreign direct investment through these ports of entry.
Right, and there is something, and this is where you get into the international trade agreements, NAFTA, and all of that, because the idea for the inland ports originated in Mexico, and it was China basically used the NAFTA agreement through Mexico to, I don't know if they forced it or not, but I suspect so, because Mexico filed a case against the United States for not letting Mexican trucks into the United States because they didn't meet safety standards, and the NAFTA Tribunal Kangaroo Court found against the United States on that.
Okay, issue. Well, let's hold it right there. We'll be right back with NAFTA, GATT, and your calls. Stay tuned.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert, Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, of course, GATT gives away the idea, the original intent of these foreign trade zones as envisioned in the 1934 Foreign Trade Zone Act, because it was all about tariffs and duties and things like that originally. At one time, in the time that this bill was, this act was originally created, bills of exchange were bought and sold in so-called foreign exchange markets when gold could be shipped between countries, all right? But when shipping gold was no longer the process, we went into these foreign exchange. We talk about it every morning, the foreign exchange rates, where this morning the Canadian loonie has bumped up 40 basis points. It exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03, Mexican peso at 9 cents, the euro at $1.45, British pound at $1.60. We didn't have this all going on all the time in those days because of the gold, the presence of the gold. When gold could be shipped between countries, all of these exchange rates were kept within very narrow limits because of the possible alternative actually shipping gold in or out of the country. And if the price of the bills of exchange exceeded the cost of shipping the gold, it didn't make it profitable. So the whole idea of rates of exchange, the Forex market and all that, that plays into this as well. But GATT came first and then NAFTA. Go ahead, Vicki.
Right, and efficiency is the name of the game. So when you think about all of those different exchange values, exchange rates, that's very inefficient. So that tells you where they are going with a global currency, ultimately. And it won't matter if they have it printed on a green piece of paper or a multicolored piece of paper. It will all be part of the same system.
Well, there was no need to move money any longer. You know, when they went away from the gold, you didn't have to move money. All you did was move back and forth bills of lading or bills of exchange. And
yeah,
so in that process,
computer.
Well, that's right. Precisely. That's where I was going. So all of that, you know, was just a kind of like, we know that this process is being brought on us and at us by incrementalism, that we can all understand step by step by step. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you bring down a great country like the United States of America? One bite at a time. How do you transform Europe? One country at a time. So this whole process is done through incrementalism. But with your experience on systems analysis, systems analyst, and high-tech computing, you know, we can see that when we're looking at efficiency as the ultimate of all, that we had to get people away from their pesky gold, which really was a binder, a real bog down. We went from the gold standard to the petrodollar. Now we're moving from the petrodollar to something new as we move further into this global currency. But it'll all just be digits on a screen. And as Benjamin Shalom Bernanke says, no, we're not creating any money out of nothing. We're just using digits, baby.
Yeah. Well, they're real, right? They're virtually real.
Hey, I can make $1 trillion. Watch, you know, I'll just go 1,000,000,000.
That's why I don't get too upset about how much debt the United States is in, because it's just virtual digits.
Yeah.
They were created virtually. They can be erased virtually.
By the virtual government and the virtual Fed.
Right. Okay, now on this, going back to the idea of the foreign trade zones and the transportation system and the inland ports, I have all of this documented in a report called How U.S. Territory Became a Land Bridge Between Two Bodies of Water. And it's because of the transportation system designed around the idea of intermodalism, and zones, the inland port concept, combined with technology, that they were able to, in creating an unbroken transportation system for our international goods, they can go from the ports down in Mexico, clear up into Canada, and never enter a country. They can go from foreign trade zone to foreign trade zone to foreign trade zone and never actually enter the country.
Nor have their goods inspected.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so they could have shipped who knows what from China or India or whatever, and it could be just sitting in a foreign trade zone warehouse, and we don't know what's there.
Well, we don't know what's there, but they do have facilities set up in the law, at least in the act, where they can have Treasury Department and Customs people living, quartered, resident in these zones. Now, nobody else can reside there unless they have a specific reason. And I thought it was very interesting that, you know, they can set it up and secure those zones because they want to create a barrier between these quote unquote foreign trade zones and our customs zones, which is everything that lies outside of that. And again, the idea here is to keep from having to pay import taxes and duties and so on, and then also the idea of doing value added. So, you know, Butch Otter may be correct when he says that it'll be good for Idaho because it's going to create jobs ostensibly. But until these items actually, and they don't have to be imported into the U.S., they can be exported from these foreign trade zones together. So you could bring material in this from China to Idaho, take everything out of the containers, work on them, remanufacture them, use American tools and technology. You can take all of the lead-painted toys, put them into new cardboard boxes with plastic liners that were made in the prison industries, repackage all of that, and then ship them again in a container from a foreign trade zone as a United States of America export made in the U.S. To either, let's say, Chile or Brazil or to Canada or to, you know, any place, destination in Europe. And the people that open up the box, they look, hey, made in America. Cool. But they have the same toxic lead painted little toys that they were making in China that they couldn't sell any longer, or melamine dog food or whatever.
Right. Well, and everything that you said there is all theoretical.
Absolutely.
But that is the design, you know, for those hubs, the foreign trade zones, to be the location where this manufacturing and or importing and exporting will take place. But there is another element to that, and that is also the workforce training, which gets into the whole education thing and yet another system where government is partnered with corporations, facilitating corporations, and the only part in it that you play is as a servant worker, if you're lucky enough to get a job in a zone.
Okay, so let's say we're doing thin film solar panels, and they're coming from out of China, or out of Japan, actually, and Japan gets involved and creates one of these foreign trade zones, or they just simply set up a warehouse and a factory inside a foreign trade zone. So now they have these thin film solar panels, and so from the Silicon Valley and any place in America where we're manufacturing components, we ship our components to there, and then ostensibly U.S. workers could be assembling items into what will eventually become a thin film solar panel that could actually either be sent back to Japan or to China, or it could be used in commerce here in this country and be sent out to one of the big builders for installation on residential properties. So, you know, this is the way I see this whole thing working. And, you know, as I said earlier, I believe, if you look at it from the standpoint of the Act and what the Act hoped to accomplish, so far we haven't gotten a Chinese invasion yet. You see what I'm saying? And I think I think that's where Butch Otter and the articles, you know, we read the two articles on air earlier in the week, the one from William Jasper from the standpoint of the New American, and then the one directly written by Rocky Barker up there in the Idaho Statesman, bloggers fear a Chinese takeover over Idaho. State officials say the investment will be a boon and pose no danger. So we're looking at the obverse and the receiverse of the coin. We're looking at both sides of the dialectic.
Well, right. But, I mean, if you just look at foreign trade zones, then you miss the whole communist Chinese thing. Let's see, how can I explain this? I have something that I wrote called Trojan Triangle, The Core.
All right, hold it right there. We'll come back with Trojan Triangles, The Core, right after this. Stay tuned. Top of the hour station break, and we'll be back for a whole other hour of Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also health by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, June the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Mondays through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour of this morning's broadcast, we carried on from the broadcast we had on Tuesday. Tuesday, you can find that on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Just click on Show Archives, go to Become Vocal Local, and then listen to the Tuesday broadcast. These two will work together as a Part A and a Part B. I'm joined today, once again, by our returning guest, systems analyst, independent researcher, Vicki Davis, and we're going deeper and deeper and deeper into an understanding of this idea, this concept, which has gone viral on the internet, certainly picked up by the John Birch Society, The New American, written by William Jasper, and also up in Idaho, they're writing about it in the Idaho Statesman. Lots of talk radios covering it. And so we're going to go into this a little bit deeper here in the second hour. And in the first hour, we had just ended on this idea of the core and the Trojan triangles. Now, this is some work that Vicki's been working on for quite some time. So, Vicki, let's go back and take a look at the core and just continue from there.
Okay. Well, I did this story on the Star, on Star Idaho, probably in about 2005, 2006. And I reached a point, did the timeline, and I basically stopped there because I really didn't know what I was looking at. But when I saw this article in the Idaho Statesman about, and the article, let's see, it's titled Meridian to Host Chinese Economic Cultural Delegation, and it was a 23-person delegation coming from China to look at an area in Meridian, which is about, maybe 7, 8, 9 miles from Star, Idaho. They were coming to look at this area in Boise that was being called the Core. The Core stands for corridor. And
I'm just reaching for my AK-47. Let's go ahead.
At the last paragraph of this article says, Chinese businessmen investing $1 million for 5 years in American ventures are eligible for visas granting them permanent status in the United States under rules established by Customs and Immigration Services. Whoa. You know, I looked at that and you know, putting together all the information that I knew about Star, the redesign of our government, everything else, and I'm thinking, how in the world can I possibly explain all of this, the significance of all of this, to everybody so that they understand how important this is.
Right.
And so one of the things that I wrote is called, I call them Trojan triangles because of the complexity where you have the centralization, the transportation system coming together. You have foreign direct investment. You have workforce development, which is the integration of school and workforce training for the lifetime learning cradle to grave system of management of, quote, human resources.
So this is kind of like the model of the idea of the using the Trojan Trojan horse, of course, has been wheeled inside of our city, let's say, and all of our municipalities. But then it also is kind of like a blending with the story about the blind men exploring the elephant. And one's got the trunk and he's looking at the trunk. The other's looking at the tail. And then you could have others looking at the legs and all of this. Everyone has a different understanding. So we come into this discussion. Some could be coming from education. Some can be coming from commerce. Some of them can come from sovereignty issues and so on and so forth. A very complex cloth. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Thursday, June the 30th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Our AM and FM affiliates joining us now from their top-of-the-hour news, weather, and station ID. You can find us on TalkStream Live this morning. You can listen to the broadcast at reallibertymedia.com, channel 16. You can also listen to us live on Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, and the station perhaps near you. But we're visiting with Vicki Davis. And Vicki, as we were going into the first break here in the second hour of the day's broadcast, we just started talking just a little bit more about this idea of the core and the idea of the Trojan triangles, that it's basically another one of these, a multicolored coat, if you could say so, or something like a Madras print. There's a warp and a woof to this, and there are more threads that are put together into this fabric than anyone can ever even imagine. And as we start to unwind it, we bring in the environmental issues, we bring in the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the Program of Action for the 21st Century. We begin bring in the Bill Clinton's President's Council on Sustainable Development. We've been brought in with the foreign trade zones. Not only the Secretary of Commerce, you know, everything's working in commerce, including your health care legislation. We brought in the Treasury. So now we've got the little Timmy Geithner, the head shed of the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrims, you can look up the Pilgrims, Timmy Geithner, and find him in there. You know, that ties us right back to the Queen of England. The Rothschild Banking Empire, my God, this is a mess. What a mess. And you found this and you said, what the hey?
Right. Well, in order to explain all of this, on my website, you can go to the click on the foreign trade zone link from the front page, and I have quite a few documents on this that basically are my analysis. It's my research putting all of this together. Now, before I could even get to writing about the core, I felt like I had to explain these other pieces that were the preliminaries leading up to what the core was in order for you to see the full picture. So I started out and I wrote the original Trojan Triangle piece. And I divided that into three sections, education, transportation, and community, to explain the three areas of central planning that were predecessors or precursors to the design of the core, which is actually a design for economic development for a local community.
All right. Now, there's a department of the United Nations, and I'm just going to throw this out. And first of all, let me get that website out again for those just joining us so that you know where you can go and take a look at this. And not only can you find the links being dropped in continually at becomevocallocal.com, the webpage for this morning and our chat room there, you can just come in anonymously or just pick any name, come on in. It's a Tango chat room. Lots of folks in there right now. But you can also go directly to Vicki Davis's website at www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, and when you get to that page, you can open up the Trojan Triangles page, which will have a lot of the material that we're discussing here. Now, off the United Nations website, you can look up the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, that's DESA, and you'll find here, right out of the book I'm looking at, of the United Nations Secretariat is a vital interface between global policies in the economic, social, and environmental spheres and national action. And then, drop down a little bit further, in the preface, it says the population division of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations Secretariat is responsible for providing the international community with timely, reliable information on population and development. And then drop down a little bit more. This report provides the complete set of texts relating to international migration extracted from the outcome documents of the United Nations conferences and summits. And if you will take the time to get a copy of the compendium of recommendations on international migration and development, Again, the Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development, the United Nations Development Agenda on the Global Commission on International Migration compared, you will know more than most of these people that are out there talking about Border Patrol and flying this and flying that and all of the nonsense that people get involved with. I really shouldn't say it's nonsense. It's valuable work keeping us informed. But nevertheless, if we're going to bring any sense to this discussion about the illegal alien invasion, we're going to need to understand that we're implementing a United Nations agenda. Again, it's the idea of DESA. This is the Department of Environmental. Let me see. Go back to that one again. The Department of Economic and Social Affairs. And, Vicki, you've mentioned economic, social, and environmental spheres. And here in this discussion, the core is an EB-5 regional center. And, of course, EB-5 is a visa program. Maybe you could talk a little about that and then go back into it.
The EB-5 visa is an investor visa. In 1990, and I have this law on my website also, I'll find it for you in a minute, but in 1990, they passed legislation that defined the EB-5 visa, with the idea being that immigrants to this country, if they come with money, it's all good, you know, bring your money, we'll give you a visa, you can be an American. Well, cutting to the chase on that, they're buying American citizenship is what they're doing.
I wonder if that's what Barry had to do. How about Rahm Emanuel? Never mind.
Well, go down the list. I mean, that's probably how Rupert Murdoch got in this country. And
okay, so there's another website I'll throw out there for you. It's www.unpopulation. Unpopulation, isn't that fitting? Unpopulation.org. www.unpopulation.org. And you'll find this compendium of recommendations on international migration and development up there. And you'll be able to see from the standpoint of the global community, not only the arrogance and the hubris, but all of the details of the migration and development agenda, which these foreign trade zones are part of.
Right, because by definition, as a port of entry, they are an international zone.
Exactly.
And so, and that becomes very significant in terms of both the migration of people and of businesses doing business in the zones.
Under the jurisdiction of FedGov, you know, that District of Criminals, okay? So right in the middle of Idaho here now, and anywhere else, so they've got these other 250. This is, again, this multi-jurisdictional, you know, and I like to say all-hazard mitigation planning system. We've been discussing that on my broadcast during the days. But this, again, is a blurring of boundaries. An averment of sovereignty, if I've used that right word properly. And the idea is that the FedGov, wherever they buy in and have one of these dockyards or other needful buildings, they then become the top dog in the area. So the state takes, in its 10th Amendment, is in the backseat of these foreign trade zones. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so we're back once again. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. The website's channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. Let's go a little bit further into this core, and then we can go back into the Trojan triangles.
Let me tell you first about this international... Boy, you're jumping me around.
You just go where you need to go, Vicki. We got plenty of time.
Okay. Well, in the year 2000, there was a mayor's conference, the first mayor's conference sponsored by Aspen Institute in Lyon, France.
Mm-hmm.
And at that conference, the mayors were told that basically they would have to develop their own foreign policy, that globalization presented opportunities for a new partnership. It's multicultural, and the environmental agenda sets local issues on the agenda for local politics. Well, the Trojan triangles, the inland ports, the global transportation system, the redesign of government, it's all part of a global system. And what you will find Trojan triangles in all the countries, not just the United States. This is not just a plan for the United States. This is global.
Absolutely.
And so... that's how the foreign trade zones actually play a part in setting the stage, creating the environment, and the law enabling the internationalization of inland cities.
Correct.
International ports, I guess, have always been international. And I haven't really researched this that much, but one of the first organizations of government to link up with other governments was the Customs Service, because by definition, if you're shipping from here to there both countries, ports of entry, the customs, they all have to work together in order to have the right shipping documents and what you can ship and what you can't ship and how it must be shipped and all of that. So,
And we have the coasting trade, and we have the Coast Guard, and we have the Merchant Marine, and then we have the Postal Service, the post offices, and the postal routes and ways, all of the postal roads that are out there in America. Whenever you see a postman driving along, you're looking at a postal route and way, and those are to be kept open under the Constitution, and they are under the jurisdiction, really, of the FedGov. So all of that's in there. Then we have the international movement of mail, and then the UPS, and then we have coming out of China. We've read the news articles right off the Bloomberg website where East India and China are increasing the amount of air shipments that they have. They are flying into places like Abu Dhabi, Doha, Qatar, other places, and also into Europe and into the Near East, simply because it's easier for them when they're moving the flat-screen TVs and the computers and things like that to put them into an airplane as opposed to on a ship in a container. All of this is part of this idea of foreign trade zone and the inland ports.
Uh-huh, and the international trading system.
Exactly.
And so, now, if we go back and look at the core, it's being, it's part of Governor Butch Otter's Project 60, which is the marketing for a plan to increase the state GDP by something like $8 billion. I don't know, it was $52 billion, and he wants to increase it to $60 billion. So
right.
He called his Project 60. Well, the EB-5 visas are a big part of it. And
Okay, so they've got a law. They've got a piece of legislation, the 1934 Foreign Trade Zones Act. And then they've got so they have all of the authority, the subject matter jurisdiction and the authority to create these places, people these places, expand these places, and use them in foreign trade. Now, with Butch Otter, he's looking at this and he's saying, okay, here's a great place for us to add money to our bottom line, our gross domestic product, and we'll do that by attracting investors from foreign places. And, of course, July 15th and 16th, they're going to have a governor's council or Congress, and then they're going to bring out the sister cities from China over here to meet with them, so they'll marry up like that. But he's looking at this trade zone, and he's saying, here's a way that we can increase our bottom line by encouraging people to come into this zone, which we can legally and lawfully do, and we'll make sure that they get EB-5 visas if they invest X number of dollars and come here and locate a facility inside of the trade zone. Good so far?
Yeah, the United States has a department called the Economic Development Administration under the Department of Commerce.
Correct.
And they have representatives. When they do their central planning of our economy, there are organizations that are private organizations in our communities that actually work with the Economic Development Administration to implement the central planning design. And the reason why we don't see it, of course, is because they're not really attached to our state governments. They've done everything, all of this central planning stuff. There is a whole big infrastructure outside of government that is actually directing the actions of our government.
Sure.
So we elect these political puppets. We think they are representing us. We think that they are our government. But in fact, all the policy, everything is coming through this roundabout way that is external to the government.
Sure. In a small town in America like Cassville, Missouri, just 5 miles distant from me, we have the enhanced enterprise zone that's coming in around the town square there. One of the things that I've noticed over the years is that quite frequently, people that are selected as mayor, for instance, in small-town America, maybe even big cities, but in small-town America, the towns that I've been around, and the people that populate the county commissions and things like that, and people who sit on the city councils, are not necessarily known for their mental acumen. But they are they are known for their suggestibility. And so when the change agents come in from the international community, whether it be via the Royal Institute of International Affairs or whether it be coming from the Council on Foreign Relations or the Council on National Policy or whether it's coming down the pike at us and on us, you know, from academia, coming from your local universities, your land-grant universities, and they come in the form of change agents, they bring these great keen ideas along with them, and they sell them to mayors and police chiefs and fire chiefs and things like that, and then it gets implemented locally. So from the foreign trade zone, it's just a slight step out away from federal jurisdiction to state and local jurisdiction as the globalism is implemented on a local level, which is why Become Vocal Local is on the air. This is the place where we can actually block these things right where we are in our towns, our cities, and our counties, and our states. And so this is the scenario that we've got. It is involved in our education system from cradle to grave, as they say, from kindergarten. There's an interdiction program on the minds of your children as well. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Another half hour to go.
You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
.com
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've been talking about the Far East. Now let's go up to the Northeast and talk to our caller calling in from New York, New York State, upstate New York. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Hello. Now, hey, how are you? I'll just ask a quick question here, or just make a statement, you know, and ask what the answer might be. Now, if foreign nations are, you know, they come in here and they can buy up these huge swaths of land, and they're allowed to build their own industry with their own labor there, right? You know, what's going to happen if they use their money, if they don't use any, like, we do it to other nations all the time, you guys know. Our corporations go over and build the infrastructure, but the people around in the region get none of the money. Now, what's going to happen when if they don't spread that money back out in the communities, they just spend that money to grease palms, you know, to influence policy and judicial findings, you know, instead of putting the people, or the money into the people of the regions. I mean, if you allow that to happen in your state, is that not, you know, treason? I mean...
Well, let me jump in first, and I know that Vicky's going to contrary this, but if you look at the USC Title 19, Chapter 1A, and understand that under 81Q, subsection 81Q, it says the transfer of the grant shall not be sold, conveyed, transferred, set over, or assigned, and any development that they do inside of the foreign trade zones, this is not inuring to them. They'll have to leave it behind if they abandon it. So whether or not Idaho would have to pay them something or not, I don't think under this title of the code that they would have to be paid. If they want to leave, they can leave. When they come in, they invest. All that's good, but it's not something where they're actually owning. They're inside of land, ostensibly, controlled under the jurisdiction of the federal government and perhaps federal land in itself. Vicki?
Well... No, the caller is very astute, and it is treason. What they're doing is treason. They've used the trade agreements to subvert our Constitution and to wage war on us through economic means. The international trade agreements include provisions for multinational investor rights. Under the NAFTA agreement, you can look at Chapter 11. And what Chapter 11 is, it says that if a multinational corporation wants to do business in the United States and they are prevented because of our laws, customs, or whatever, if they are prevented from doing business in the United States as they do business, you know, anywhere else, then they can sue our government under international law. And then you have a tribunal, whether it be the NAFTA tribunal or the WTO, and if they find in favor of the multinational corporation, then our government is then forced to pay them the profits that they lost.
Okay.
Now, these are illusory profits. They're theoretical profits because we don't know how much their profits would have been had they been able to engage in commerce. So,
right. What if that means they got... Oh, I'm sorry. But what if that means that... Now, listen, what if this means that they can come in and because they're going to... They can guarantee a certain amount of investments. They need to eminent domain certain people off their private property. I mean,
yes.
I just don't. I
yeah.
I see that where anywhere in any town, almost anywhere in the United States, the town can actually come in and say, "Listen, you know, this part of this area is going to be rezoned because you know, so much money is going to be invested and so much money is going to come into the community, and there's no way that you as the property owner are ever going to be able to generate the kind of income for our community." And I just, you know, is it going to come down to that?
Oh, yes.
Because we signed treaties. These are treaties. These are international treaties we've signed with other nations.
Right, and that's a very
breaking them could be, you know, considered acts of war to some people. I mean...
Well, the treaties, the treaties ostensibly are the, you know, the supreme law of the land. But another thing involved in this is if you're going to get into the point of actually saying treason, then we're going to need to demonstrate some waging war against the states. So that's going to be rather tough. This is all being done under the color of law, soft law, and it's being done.
You're right.
And it's also being done under the Commerce Clause, regulating commerce interstate and intrastate. So treason might be a little bit difficult to prove, certainly that. But there are lots of things that we're discussing that are exceedingly important. But good points, good question, Jim. And I've got, okay.
Yeah, well, thanks, guys.
Yep, you bet. And I'm going to go to our next caller, and let's go live to, I'm showing a mic from New York. Might be, might not be. Good morning, caller.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you, and this is certainly not Mike from New York. This is our archivist, show.archive@gmail.com. Good morning.
Hey, how are you? This is Fritz. Yeah, quick comment. You know, they're training these minions to put this in place everywhere. Even in my little town of 2200, the county seat, they have this thing called the Washington County Leadership Program. And the Washington County Leadership Program, oops, I lost my paragraph here, held their first annual meeting. The reception was, they're training the future leaders of the county.
Yes.
To install these things. And I'm looking at the picture, and they've had a couple classes now. I'm looking at the graduating class of 2010. But in the picture, I see the head of the Industrial Development Authority, the head of the Hazard Mitigation Squad, the guy who owns all the real estate where they're building the enhanced zone, the guy developing the real estate, and so on and so forth. Lots of good-meaning people who have no idea what they're doing.
Are they happen? Do they happen, Fritz, to be wearing their sheepskin aprons?
No, they're posed. So they're posed in front of. They're posed in a church. In front of a, it looks like a lobby of a church, and they're all holding their little plaques, their little diplomas that they earned from attending this.
Oh, how sweet.
That was good. Session.
Good Christian humanitarians. That's great. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sponsors, the Industrial Development Authority, the Belgrade State Bank, Casey Farms, that's the big real estate mogul who's also the head of the board, the head of the leadership program. Did the funeral home, the farm bureau, the community state bank, the counseling service, the drug counselors, the Great Minds Health Center, community health center, the chamber of commerce, the cattle guy, the guy with the big bison ranch here, the chiropractic guy, another bank, the ambulance district, and so on.
Well, so these are local officials. These are centers of influence. These are respectable people in the area. And all of this goes right back to our study of FEMA's All-Hazard Mitigation Planning Program, getting started with hazard mitigation planning. You can title it any way you want, but they use the same formula time and time again because all of these people are respected in the community, probably well-liked. Many of them most likely have years and years, you know, multiple generation land holdings. These are the people that will come out and they hang their name on it. It's like bring in a sports star or a movie star, you know, to say, hey, we've looked at this. We're on board. We like it. And that's supposed to affect public buy-in. It'll get everybody else to come on board. But that's a great photo and a good find.
Right. And
right. They're all people who stand to gain financially from this.
Go ahead, Vicki.
The Washington County program was established in 2009 and placed on the fast track to coordinate dynamic speakers with expertise from both near and far.
Let's get Vicki's comments on that one, Fritz. Go ahead, Vicki.
Yeah, they're all the stakeholders that are being trained to be members of the Comintern, the International System of Management and Planning. They will find out it's a trap. It's just like what you were describing, Will, with your Box Canyon analogy.
Well, once they go into this thing, what I've seen in the past here, Fritz, and you might find the same going on right there in Washington County, is that once they do go in, they feel such a great sense of shame that having bought into something like this without doing the necessary homework, even going through their education program, that they are very, very, very reluctant to ever speak against it. Of course, that would be going against their own name. And that they're very, very, very reluctant to ever change their mind or to step away from it or expose it for what it really is. But this is one of the reasons why we go to the centers of influence and the local leaders and your pastors and your preachers and your popes and your dictates. This is one of the reasons why it's essential to get them to come in and buy into the idea early on.
Well, I hope to be instrumental in shaming them.
ostracization still works, the last time I checked.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Fritz, for the great call. We'll be right back with your calls, folks. Much more to come.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And we've got a full board of callers, folks, and you're welcome to call in. We might have time for your call as well at 866-841-1065 before I bring the first caller up. Go back to Title 19, Chapter 1A, 18R. Again, this is USC, United States Code, Chapter or Title 19, Chapter 1A. There we have a 81R sub A, and that's the procedure for revocation. It reads this way. It's very brief. In the event of repeated willful violations of any of the provisions of this chapter by the grantee, the board, that would be the Secretary of Commerce and the Secretary of the Treasury, may revoke the grant after 4 months' notice to the grantees and affording it an opportunity to be heard. Testimony taken before the board shall be reduced to writing and filed in the records of the board together with the decisions reached thereon. So there is an opportunity here to monitor this thing and mediate it. But let's go live to our caller. I believe it's an Oregon number, but let's see who's on the line. Good morning, caller.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing?
Very well.
With my limited understanding of this situation, I have a couple of questions. Are the participants in this, the foreign participants, subject to American laws, first of all? How is Mr. Otter, Governor Otter, selling this to the community as a moneymaker? And how many of these are up and running at this time?
Well, let me answer the first one, and I'll hand it to Vicky for the other two. First of all, yes, these are areas that are owned by and or controlled or under the jurisdiction of the federal government. Anyone that comes in on an EB-5 visa gets a citizenship would have to be subject to the same rules, regulations, penalties, taxes, and exemptions as any other of our citizens. Vicky, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, they are, but there is also something else under the international trade agreements. Under the WTO, it includes both goods and services. And anybody who has a job is performing a service. Doesn't matter whether you're cleaning toilets or whether you're a brain surgeon.
Right.
You are performing a service. And so that's kind of a loophole in the law, where you have foreign service providers coming into the country. And of course, if they come into the country as a service provider, then they have access to the multinational investor rights, which is a way to break down American law.
So I can see that'll be another place where we'll have to get the black and the white in our eyes and get more detail on it. Very good comment and good question. Any further comments? I've got two more callers online. Any further question, caller?
Well, I was just wondering how Otter sold this to the community regarding it was going to be a moneymaker. Is it through construction or what?
Construction jobs. Supposedly, it's going to create jobs in the community. But what people are finding, like in California and most recently in Michigan, is when China comes in and they want to do construction, they're bringing their own people with them. And people.
And how many of these are up and running right now as we speak?
Last count, there were 257, but there were applications in the pipeline. And that brings up an important point about the foreign trade zones. Not only are there foreign trade zones, the foreign trade zone itself is like a core, but you can have a subzone that can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be adjacent. It can be even miles away from the foreign trade zone.
Yeah, and we almost have to underline that it can't be adjacent. It must be distant from it. It must be separate from it. And that's really good. Let me move along, though. Thanks for the call. I've got a couple more callers here. Let me move along and go to Doug in Oklahoma and say good morning, Doug.
Thanks, Phil. Great transition. Speaking of jobs, a friend of mine just went up to Joplin to help out. 5.5 weeks ago, they got nailed by the tornado. She told me that it still looks like a nuke went off.
Yeah.
And that FEMA's all over the place. There's no street signs. And so they spray paint houses. And X means they've been there. And the X with a circle around it means someone died there. And she said it's just totally incredible. And that there's a moratorium on building new houses. If your structure is not completely destroyed, you can, you know, put a new roof on it or, you know, try to rebuild. But for new houses, there's a moratorium until at least August 15th. So right there, that's cutting jobs out. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. And I'll let you go because I know you're short on time. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. Good points. And, it's an ongoing saga, and we'll follow it up in Joplin. There's no doubt about it. It's not over yet. But let's go to Mark in Texas today. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Vicki and William. You have to admire the effectiveness of the federal government when they're marketing this globalization to us. Right now, the biggest thing is we just got to have middle-class tax cuts. The only thing they forget to tell you is the easiest way to lower the taxes that the middle class pays is to outsource all the jobs. If you ain't got a job, your taxes are darn sure going down.
They're going to be about zero, I think.
I would say, yeah, they just forgot to...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Vicki. I'm sorry.
Well, something really interesting just recently came up, and Melody is going to have these two ladies on her program, and I can't tell you their names, and I apologize to them for that. But they were talking about people growing gardens and selling their fruit, you know, wherever. The gist of the story is that a government official told them that they couldn't do that anymore because they are actually depriving a corporation from making a profit. Now, if you apply the principle of multinational corporations and service providers coming into our country to invest in our country, if they are looking at people living in and working and producing on our soil as depriving them of profit, then you can see how they would be putting all American domestic businesses, all American employees out of business, out of work, using the international trade agreements, and that is why I call it treason.
Well, you know, anybody that's growing, you know, vegetables and things like that, there's a double-sided sword here. First of all, they insist that we're all corporations. That's why they refer to us in all caps. But so to say that my garden produce or my garden truck would be depriving, let's say, Monsanto or Nestle or, Associated Grocers or anybody else from their profit, well, what about my little corporate profit? You know, would be an angle. But yeah, you're absolutely right. The idea of coming in and saying, hey, look, you're depriving corporations of their right to profit here, and so you're going to have to cease and desist, chump. What an egregious, you know, an affront that is on our own way of life. What about, you know, free enterprise? What about, you know, private property and all of that? That's it's all out the window under this system, Mark.
What about competition?
Yeah, right.
Forget it.
Well, the problem is you are a corporation, but you're not a properly permitted and licensed corporation.
That's
you're
correct.
Doing it on the fly, and you are a direct threat to the other corporations, whether it be at the government level or at the business level.
Well, you've got to get your license, you know, and if you don't have your license, you're not part of the system. There's no doubt about that. Vicki?
Well, something interesting else that I found is that I think it's called OPIC. The Office of Import Export, what they were doing for small countries when they invest in the United States is giving them insurance on their investment. Now, there are so many loopholes that it doesn't matter whether you attack a domestic corporation straight up saying that they are in competition or your laws are preventing us from making a profit, or whether they collect on the insurance for their inability to make a profit on their investment. One way or the other, they've got us.
Let me just interrupt you right there. We're running right out of time, and I want to thank you for your call, Mark. Really good call. I'm going to need to close the broadcast out now, but we can save this. Obviously, we haven't covered it all yet. We'll have to do it again. I look forward to having you back hopefully on Tuesday. Maybe even we'll need to use Thursday of next week as well. But, Vicki, we've covered a lot of ground today, had some great calls. I think we're getting people interested in this concept and ready to talk about it. So we'll continue it again next week. Thank you certainly for the research that you've done. I hope everybody will take the time between now and Tuesday to go up to channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. Find the article, Trojan Triangles. Follow all the various links. They're all there for you. And I'd have to say that we are flat out of time. And so thank you for listening today. Thank you for all of those out there on the AM and FM affiliates. And until the next time, good day.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, MicroPlant Powder. Our MicroPlant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. MicroPlant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.